Shalom to all. Today's Avzim Shalom Mishkalim Daf Yud Tes, and we are starting Yud Ches Amud Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the words Taman Taninan in the Vilna source Daf. It's right at the beginning of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Tzar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we had 3 different opinions in the Mishnah of when Meiser Behem is supposed to be separated. There's these 3 times during the year, 3 junctures or set times during the year that one is supposed to physically separate Meiser Behema. And it was Machlokes exactly when they were. And so here we get into much more detailed discussion about this. Taman Taninan over there we learned in the Mishnah. This is Rameir says, Be'echad Be'el, Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema, the first of Elul, that's Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema, that's the official Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema, that's just 3 times throughout the year, we're going to physically be separating it, but that's the main time for Meister Behema, and the biggest nafkamina is that we know that when we have a set year for any sort of Meister, you're not to take off, so if you have something that's part of year one, and then you have new animals that are part of year two, you can't take off from year two for year one, or from year one for year two, you have to take off 2 separate Meisters, so for the first of Elul, that's Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema according to Rameir. Now really we have to add into the Girsa another 2 opinions which were somehow left out. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say Be'echad B'Tishrei, it's the first of Tishrei, which is what we call Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah for people. That's our regular Rosh Hashanah. So according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema. And Ben Azai says Ha'eluliyim Mis'asim Mifnei Atzman, the Elul animals that were born, they have Meister taken off all by themselves. They're not considered part of the regular Cheshbon of Meister Behema. And that's because we're going to see Ben Azai's Besafek. He's not so sure when the Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema is, therefore El is his own space and time. Now Rechon says, time to Meir, what's Meir's reasoning? I can't hang mismatzas liyali mianishanos, because up until now, they continue giving birth from the old one, meaning most animals according to Meir are conceiving before Nisan. Behema daka, small animals like sheep, for example, it takes them 5 months to give birth, but some of them are going to be delayed, and therefore the last ones are going to end up being before the first of Elul. That's why the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema. Yotah someone alpha on top, mikan ve'elchba, from here and on, after the first of Elul, hein maschilis liyali mianachadashos, that's when they start giving birth from the new ones, meaning those who conceive during or after Nisan, that's when they already start giving birth, so this is already considered a brand new year. Now, what about Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? Reb Yosef Rabban says, B'shem Reb Chana, time to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon's reasoning, who says it's the first of Tishrei, that's based off a pasuk. It says, Lav Shu Karim Hatzain, which translated for our purposes means the sheep of the flock became covered, meaning pregnant, Elu HaBachirais, those are the earlier ones who conceived before Nisan, and they gave birth later in Chodesh Av. Then the pasuk says, V'amakam Yatfubar, which means the valleys cover themselves in food. Elo afelos, these are the later ones, meaning they conceived later and gave birth later. That's an Elul. But nonetheless, the pasuk tells us, Yisrei A'u Af Yashiru, literally translated, this means they shout and they even sing. And what do we learn from here? Elo ve'ilu nechnas l'dilus asir, both of them, the ones who were earlier and later, they still are put into the pen at the same time to have Meister taken off of them. The Lashon of Yisrei A'u is being darshaned over here to mean Reya, as in friend, and Yashiru is being darshaned to be Ya'asiru. They're having Meister taken off together. So even though some were later and some were earlier, they're still put in the pen at the same time to be Meister together, since you see that we're talking about animals that are born during Av and during Elul, and they're able to have Meister Behema taken off together, it must be that the cutoff is after Elul, meaning Tishrei. Now Ben Azai said, and this is a Braisa with Ben Azai clarifying why he holds what he holds, since these say that and these say that, as Machlokes Rav Meir on one side, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon on the other side, the ones who were born in Elul, they're going to have Meister taken off by themselves. Haketz that house is done. So pay attention to a few Girsa switches. No du loy, Chamisha ba'av, Chamisha ba'el, Chamisha b'tishrei. Let's say he had 5 animals born to him in Av, 5 in Elul, and 5 in Tishrei. And we know that we have to have a minimum of 10 animals to be able to take off Meister Behema, because we count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Meister Behema. So we were at 15 animals, 5 in Av, 5 in Elul, 5 in Tishrei, 1 month after another. Aim at Starf, and none of them are Mitzdarif, because Elul is its own space and time, as we said, and Av and Tishrei are obviously 2 different years. It's only no du loy, Chamisha b'tishrei v'chamisha ba'av, if 5 were born in Tishrei and 5 were born in Av, meaning 5 born in Av 10 months later after Tishrei, so Arei Elu Mitzdarif, and they're definitely Mitzdarif because they're part of the same year. But if we had 5 born in Av and then a month later we have an Elul, then a month later in Tishrei, they're not Mitzdarif because we have the Safek. Nothing more, ask a question on this. Ben Azai Mechriah Devei Talmidav. Why does Ben Azai come to clarify, why isn't he a Mechriah in between the words of his Talmidim? Who are his Talmidim? That's Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. So why is he Besafek over here saying, well, these say that and these say that, and I'm not so sure, so we're going to pass it in a way that we're remaining with a suffix. If he's their Rebbe, he should say very clearly, okay, you hold this, somebody else holds that, I'm passing a certain way. And the answer is Rabbi Yirmiyahu quotes from Yasho, who says, B'shem Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, Shekeinech Kol La'Aves Olam. That's because, really, the fathers of the world, meaning previous people who were greater, they argued about this. Earlier, Tanoim, Eman Inu Aves Olam, who are these Aves Olam? Son Rabbi Yoina, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yonatan from Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. They argued about this. So it's not like Ben Azai is Mesupik in the opinions of his Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he's mesupik in the previous great's opinions, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, and that's why he's able to end off with a safek. Now, there's something else that we learned from this. Zayis Amaris tells us that Ben Azai chaver v'talmid ha'yel Rabbi Kiva. That Ben Azai was a chaver and a talmid of Rabbi Kiva. He originally was his talmid, but then reached a point that he actually became his chaver, his colleague. How is that? Because in Tamar Rabbe, if you want to say that Rabbi Kiva was Ben Azai's Rebbe, which we see in other places, that Ben Azai was a talmid of Rabbi Kiva, but if you want to say that Ben Azai remained a talmid, well, that's a problem, because Isbar Nash Amr le Rebbe, Hoyel ve'elu Amr kach ve'elu Amr kach. Do you have anybody that tells the Rebbe, since these say this and these say those, then X, Y, and Z, this is what we're going to do? That's not the proper way to speak to your Rebbe. He would have said, since my Rebbe, or since our teacher says X, Y, and Z, and then there's others that say A, B, and C, that this is what we should do. And since he didn't say that, he was treating the opinion of his Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, which was brought in the Mishnah, as if he's on par with him, it must be that he became a chaver of his already. And Rav Avim, Shem Rav Shulbar Yitzchak, Shamalam and Adah, he learns the same concept from the following Mishnah. Amar Leib Ben Azai said to Rebbe Kiva, there's a Mishnah Maseches Baal Basra regarding something unrelated to our discussion, but what did Ben Azai tell Rebbe Kiva? Al Chalukim Anu Mitzdarin. We're already bothered by the fact that Beishan and Beis Hillel argue regarding certain things. Yotesa and Beis on top, Ela Shabbos Halachik Aleinus HaShavin, but now you're coming to say that even the things they had agreed upon, really they're arguing in? Why are you coming to do that, Rebbe Kiva? Now, Zayis Amaris obviously tells us that Ben Azai Chavar V'Talmud HaHavah Rebbe Kiva, that Ben Azai is a Talmud and a Chavar Rebbe Kiva, because in Tamar Rabbe, if you want to say that Rebbe Kiva was Ben Azai's Rebbe, is Barnash Amar LeRabbe? Do you have a person that would tell the Rebbe, Ela Shabbos Halachik Aleinus HaShavin, that you're coming along to show how the things that originally were agreed upon are really a machlokes? You don't say you to your Rebbe. You would say, but now the Rebbe is doing X, Y, and Z, not address your Rebbe as you. It must be that Ben Azai had grown so much that he became a colleague, a chaver of Rebbe Kiva, and that he's not considered his Talmud anymore. And now going back to our discussion of Meister Behema, Taman Tanin over there, willing to Mishnah, Simeseches Bechayres, Kon Eladin, Me'echa B'Tishrei, Ad Esim B'Tisha B'Elol, any animal that was born from the 1st of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, until the 29th of Elul, which is the day before the next Rosh Hashanah, Harelim and Starfin, all of them could join together, and we can take Meister Behema off of them. Now, Chamishal Fenei Rosh Hashanah, Chamishal Ach Rosh Hashanah, if five were before Rosh Hashanah and five after Rosh Hashanah, Eim and Starfin, they're not Mistarif, because Rosh Hashanah, the 1st of Tishrei, that is the cutoff for Meister Behema, and as we said, we can't combine two different years. However, Chamishal Fenei HaGoyrin, Chamishal Achar HaGoyrin, Harelim and Starfin, if five were born before one of these Gronos, one of these points in time that we're speaking about in the Mishnah, there are these three designated times during the year to physically separate Meister Behema, if five were born before and five were born after, no problem, they can be Mitzdarif, because again, those are just points in time the Chazal are saying, this is a good time to take off Meister Behema, but not that we can't be Mitzdarif those animals. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef tells us, the Zayis Meres, what is this Mishnah saying? Meister Behema, loy asu oisa, loy kechenet, loy keshlesh. That Meister Behema is not like chenet or shlesh. Now, these are terms that have to do with Meister produce. We know that in years 1, 2, and 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, Meister Sheni is separated from produce. In years 3 and 6, Meister Ani is separated from produce. And depending on whatever produce we're dealing with, when its year of determination is, depends on what type of Meister is separated, either Meister Sheni or Meister Ani. And so fruits go Basar Chenet or Chanata, which is the flowering or the emergence of the fruit. Whenever that happened, that's its year of determination. Grain and olives, on the other hand, they go Basar Shlish. When they reach a third of their full growth, that's considered their year of determination of Meister. And that's because already then it's able to be eaten. And so that's when we follow the year of Meister. Now, Rabbi Yosef is telling us that based off of this Mishnah, Meister Behema, we're clearly not following these concepts of either Chanata or Kishlish. Why is that? Because in Tamar Kichenet, if you want to say it's like Chanata, well, then Nisni, what the Mishnah really should teach, and pay attention to the years of change, is call him Me'ubarin Me'echer B'Tishrei Ad Esim B'Tisha B'Elul. Any animal which conceived, that became pregnant from the 1st of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, they're all together in the same year. Because an animal becoming pregnant is the same thing as Chanata by a fruit. But the Mishnah didn't say anything about becoming pregnant, it said about being born. So Meister Behema definitely doesn't have anything to do with Chanata. And in Tamar Kishlish, if you want to say it's like a Shlish, that also can't be, because Nisni, then the Mishnah should teach, call Hanoiladin Ad Esim U'Shnayim Bay, any animal which is born up until the 22nd of Elul. Why is that? Well, because remember we said that by grain and olives, Shlish is when it's the first time that we're able to eat it. It's considered Roy Lachila already by then. And the corresponding date to that regarding animals is the 22nd of Elul, not the 29th. Why is that? Well, because if we want to be able to eat an animal on Rosh Hashanah, it has to be born 8 days prior on the 22nd of Elul. There's a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat an animal within its first 7 days of life. Only when it's 8 days old, you're allowed to eat it. If you want to compare the din of Meister Behema to the din of Shlish, that means the animal has to be able to be eaten before the new year of Meister Behema, not just born. So the Mishnah, again, should say 22, and it doesn't say 22, it says the 29th of Elul. And so it must be, says Rabbi Yaisa, that this Mishnah has nothing to do with either Chanata or Kishlish. However, Shammai says, no, Kishlish Asu Aisa, it's like a Shlish. That's a din of Meister Behema. Tama. However, there's still no issue with Reb Shimon because we're going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Amar, Reb Shimon says, Mechusar Zman Nichas Adirlis Aser, even though it's Mechusar Zman, even though it's lacking time, meaning it's still within its first 8 days of life, so we're not allowed to eat it. Nonetheless, we could put it into the pen and take Meiser off of it with all the other animals that were born that year. Mimela, we don't have any issues. We're going to stop here for the day, which is really right in the middle of the Sugya, and pick up tomorrow, continue with the discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.